you in peace from God our Father, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The basis for this morning's homily is the Old Testament lesson, Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 28 to chapter 3, verse 3. There's a popular view that what Ezekiel really saw was flying saucers. This is not a part. There are these gleaming wheels with spokes and rims, and things that look like eyes built into the rim. 1 minute they're on the ground, and the next minute they're flying high into the sky. And there were also these creatures with wheels, and they made a sound like thunder or a sound of fury. And above them was this creature. He looked something like a human being, but he really wasn't human. He had a bronze or a spacesuit, appeared to wear that from the loins up, and what appeared to be fire from the loins down. But all of a sudden, that creature's voice came from the sky, and all the other creatures and all the other craft just sat there and hovered. Now, to make a long story short, what that teacher said was, if Israel doesn't get its act together, it's going to be totally further. Ezekiel still didn't think that what he saw was flying saucers. Ezekiel thought he had seen the glory of God. And the first encounter he had was not of the third kind, but of a different kind altogether. It wasn't a 30-foot plane mountain, if you call the pun, that Ezekiel had encountered. But Yahweh himself. So you make the choice. A vision of God or flying saucers. But before you make that choice, consider the message. Son of man, stand up on your feet. I am sending you to the Israelites, to a rebellious nation, to an obstinate and stubborn people. You must speak my words to them. Son of man, speak your prayer. Then go and speak to the house of Israel. The point of Yahweh's message to Ezekiel is that Yahweh speaks his saving word through messengers. He sent Ezekiel and so he sends us to people. Ezekiel's ministry was to a stubborn and an impudent people. People who were full of flies and thorns and prickles. He has given us a special plan. He has sent us into the midst of people who are stubborn and impudent and obstinate. He has sent us into the midst of people who are employed, who are unemployed, who are retired. He has sent us into the midst of people who are despaired, who are anxious, who are lonely, who are depressed, who are hungry. More than that, not only are we in the midst of it, but we ourselves are part of it. So he singles us out. He sets us on a course for a very special purpose. That purpose is to proclaim his word. His word is his incarnate and living word, the word made flesh. So we are used by the Holy Spirit, we are used as his instrument for breaking down the blockades that separate people from God. But we aren't only prophets of fury. Ezekiel never speaks judgment without that promise of hope and the promise of restoration. No, instead, we authentic and safe. The fact that Jesus bears that out. The fact tells us that somebody else paid the price for the punishment for our sins. That somebody else paid the punishment for our guiles and our failings and our stubbornness. Think about what Ezekiel 8, it still doesn't look very appetizing. In fact, you see something like a straw which is quite bitter. If you read the book and story, you still can kind of find the part of a delight. But the point is that the straw tastes sweet. Ezekiel's experience tells us that God turned our most bitter experiences in life into sweet, satisfying experiences. We have turned the bitter trials of religious persecution into commitment for Christ. We have turned the bitter trials of sickness into deeper understandings of faith. He makes something so mundane as bread and wine his body and blood. He makes something so mundane as water the washing of regeneration. He makes something so mundane as both of the words of living truth. This is the paradox of our ministry. This is the paradox of the world, and yes, this is the paradox of the cross. But it is in this cross, it is in this paradox that we find forgiveness and healing. In the 31st chapter of the book of Ezekiel, that creature who hovered above Ezekiel in his vision said, I will speak the law, and I will bring back